It's often said that Matthew's Gospel is the most Jewish of the Gospels, and there are a number of reasons for this. In the first place, it is the most thorough and consistent in drawing out the ways in which Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Hebrew Scriptures. It also shows a preference for titles for Jesus that would have had a particular resonance for a Jewish audience. Son of David, Son of Man. These were titles with a rich background in Jewish scripture and tradition. And Matthew's Gospel also seems to assume that its readers are familiar with contemporary Jewish practice. So for these reasons, many scholars argue that Matthew's Gospel was written in and for a community of predominantly Jewish Christians, which may also have had a number of Gentile adherents. It was most likely written in a city in Syria or Palestine with a large Jewish population. Matthew's Gospel seems to have been written in the context of conflict between early Jewish Christians and those Jews who were effectively the forerunners of what would become the rabbinic Judaism we recognize today. And we are probably talking about the period after the destruction of the Jerusalem temple by the Romans. Jews at this time faced a profound crisis of identity. The temple had been destroyed. Its ritual worship, focused on the offering of sacrifices, was no more. The rabbis offered one solution to this crisis, and the Jewish Christians offered another different solution. It's often said that Matthew is the most Jewish of the Gospels, and yet it's also often said that Matthew is the most difficult Gospel for the relationship between Jews and Christians. Matthew's Gospel includes verses that have been used as the proof texts for Christian anti-Semitism, most notably Matthew 27:25, "His blood be on us and on our children." And some critics go so far as to argue that the Gospel itself is anti-Semitic. I think this is going too far. It is not the Gospel itself which is anti-Semitic, but it is rather careless or malicious readings of the Gospel that are at fault. And today's Gospel and the history of interpretation of this Gospel is a textbook example of how this can happen. The faulty reading of today's Gospel goes like this. The wicked tenants in the vineyard are the Jews. They have mistreated and killed the prophets, represented in the parable by the slaves of the vineyard owner. And then they kill the son. The vineyard owner will destroy the wicked tenants and find new tenants for the vineyard, the new tenants being the Christians. So the two key beliefs of Christian anti-Semitism appear to be justified by this parable. The first, that the Jews are responsible for killing Jesus. The second, that Christians have replaced Jews as God's chosen people.